Hey, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are tuning to the best part of your evening. Yeah, what else, man? We got the 9 o'clock lounge. This is your boy, the one and only DJ Tumelo. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And what can I say? It feels good every single time that I'm able to make my appearances. I really love being on, by the way. So I gotta give a to introduce the show. I gotta give a quick shout out to Bay Area football, and I'm not just talking about the 49ers. I gotta give a shout out to the Oakland Raiders as well, all the Raider fans. I actually got to give a shout out to all the Dominican students who attended that game. There was a couple. I've seen those Facebook posts. And I also got to give a shout out to the Stanford Cardinal, who also won big. So all these Bay Area teams that are Bay Area football teams that are doing pretty well. I gotta say, man, they got your boy with all kinds of aspirations and all kinds of hope. So to give you a review of what last week was like, I did a little bit of, pretty much the same stuff. But as I told y'all, man, this week I'm not doing an album review. I'm actually introducing you to your friendly dictionary. Your boy picked up a lot of words in his college experience. And I gotta tell y'all, man, like, y'all got me touched. So, you know, like, I've picked up a couple words along the way, and I want to share them with y'all. And I know there's a couple adult listeners out there. For everybody who's listening right now and everybody who tuning in tomorrow via the podcast or anytime pretty much. And I gotta tell you guys, like, I've been working hard, man. Like, I do it for y'all. Because, like, really, like, this entertainment part, like, there's a lot of ideas that I believe will give people the kind of enjoyment in life that I would want. So, I gotta give a shout out to everyone who showed up to Midnight Mayhem as well. And I gotta give a shout out to Brandon Flores for filming it and working on it. And I gotta tell you, man, your boy loving the video thus far. The audio done by, he did, like, everything pretty much. Like, he's doing the filming, the editing. Sound editing, everything is him, man. And he does it every year. He's done it every year since he's been here at Dominican. So a big shout out to him. A big shout out to Big Ghost, man, for providing me with some of my Ebonics. Some of the scripts, as a matter of fact. I gotta send out a shout out to Cartel Chris. He may be listening or not. I couldn't really tell you, but something that you definitely got to keep an eye out, man. It's like the best that you're not reading right now. It's actually a part of the... He's got his own thing going on, man. Got to give a shout out to Cartel Music Group. Shout out to Cartel Chris. He's got his little blog going on, man. So you definitely want to check that out. I want to give a shout out to DJ Juice and the entire Centeno family. They are going through a bit of a rough patch. If you checked up on his Facebook, you can read more of the details, man. They are going through a tough time. So any way that you can offer your support to them would be greatly appreciated. That is my boy right there, DJ Juice. And Marcos, a.k.a. Bron Bron. The whole fam is, you know, like we've been pretty tight for the last 4 years. So needless to say, like, I would feel like I'm disrespecting if I didn't mention it. And also, I gotta give a shout out to Jay Rome for hooking me up with some production equipment. I'm telling you, man, your boy's gonna produce some pretty fly music. I'm telling y'all right now, man. Like, I got everybody hopes up, man. I hope that everybody, you know, feeling everything I produced thus far. But yeah, gotta give a shout out there. And then I gotta give a shout out to my family in Texas. That's my Aunt Gloria and my cousin Cynthia. And also a shout out to my family and TJ, man. That'd be my mom's, my brother Beto. Basically all of them, man. It's a big family. You know, and definitely to my father, to my caregiver, Lucio Sanchez, who's probably out there driving the big rig as we speak. And I gotta give a shout out to some people in San Rafael who are actually tuning in. I know some people are actually tuning in for the first time. A couple of them. I'll mention them a little bit later, man. You know, like, I don't want to be disrespectful, but you know, I gotta give you y'all due. But I gotta get moving on to this. And all my family listen to me in Torreon, man. That's in Mexico. That's in the east. They're in the northeast side of Mex. Trust me, hey, man. Ain't no violent people over there, man. Just a lot of love, a lot of loving people over there. So I'm gonna give y'all your friendly dictionary brought to you by DJ Tumelo. I'm gonna give y'all for reals, obviously, all the time, man. I always give y'all the business on that. And then I'm gonna give you a preview to my mixtape. Now, last week, I showed you guys a piece of that joint, man. I finished it. The joint is done, and I want to play it for y'all today, and then give you a preview to what I'm going to play next week, man, because next week is the last joint that I play, definitely. So you guys definitely gotta check it out, man. Y'all got to catch up with the progress. Tell you, man, that mixtape, man, about to be hot. If y'all checking me out on Facebook, you definitely saw what the album going to be looking like. The title is Letter to the King. And I'm gonna explain that a little bit later on the show. And then, like, another part of what I got you guys, man, I'm mentioning Rick Ross. Like, that story is definitely gonna be on tonight. So I got a lot of stuff for y'all, man. And of course, always playing the fresh joints, man. I got a couple good ones for y'all. You're gonna appreciate, man. It's gonna take you back. Always got that easy flowing music. And you will only be able to check this out on radio.dominican.edu. You listening to the 9 o'clock lounge. I am DJ Tumelo. All right, stay tuned in, man. When we come back, we just gonna pay these bills right quick, and we'll be right back.
Yes! those jeans looking good, plenty tight. Is there no any more room?
Come on, listen.
I wanna say that the jeans looking good, fitting right, baby. Damn those jeans. Any kind doesn't matter. Come on, wear them, you look fine, baby. Damn those jeans. Anytime that I see you, I want in. You wear them well, baby. Damn those jeans. You the shit, you the bomb. All I wanna know is, can I have what's in those jeans?
Can I get that gold? Can I, baby?
This is a radio.dominican.edu exclusive.
You're listening to The Sound.
And we are back. Yeah, so if you listen to that joint right now, that was actually written by your boy, DJ 2 Mello. And we are back. 9 o'clock lounge. Only on radio.dominican.edu. And what could I tell you guys, man? I mean, there's nothing that I could really... tell you guys that hasn't been said already, man. Just feeling really grateful. And it's like I was telling you guys, man. It's off the hook. This is college experience, man. It's been off the hook. It's been really cool. But along the way, I have picked up words that you would have never thought you would hear. So, you know, you hear a lot of words, and there's always those adults that be saying, man, I don't know what people his age are saying nowadays, man. They lost their minds. So I took it upon myself to pick up those words and give them to y'all in a segment called Your Friendly Dictionary. So that's what I got for you guys right now. And trust me, you will learn. You will learn. All right, so the first word that we have right now is cohabitation. Now that's C-O-H-A-bitation. And that word means getting together for a study session. Oh yeah, with someone of a different gender. Yeah, I forgot to mention that part. So basically, to use it in a sentence, and I'm gonna throw out random names, man. I don't know, like, let's see, like Brandon and Zach were cohabitating. No, I'm just playing. So to cohabitate basically means when like two people of different genders. Man, oh, he making that face too. Oh, no, get away from the mic, man. When a male and a female are in the same room, cohabitation. So then that brings us to our word number two. So hooking up. So hooking up is when the security lets you to school even when you're on the blacklist. Oh yeah, and relationships that you're ashamed, that you're too ashamed to elaborate on. What is it like that you're like too confused or ashamed to define? So for example, I don't know, what would it be like Drake and Rihanna were hooking up, aka like, you know, like it's, you know, it's bound to have happened or has happened, but you know, they're too ashamed or confused to define their relationship. And there you go, and you have hooking up. All right, so here's another one. All right, here's another one. Don't worry, I got a couple of these for y'all. Okay, so so hanging out is another word. So hanging out is a gathering of friends to diss the friends who are not present. So to use it in a sentence again, like, I don't know, we're gonna throw out random names. We're gonna be like, I don't know, like some, I don't know, some like complete like names at random, like Curtis and Lloyd, like we're hanging out, talking about Jason. I don't know, Jason Taylor, or AKA the Game. Here's another one. I got you guys another one. So this one's for people who are like familiar with going to class. And here's one like this: to be sick, in a condition of being sick. So to be sick is to suffer from a hangover or laziness. All right, so to use it in a sentence. So to use it in a sentence, for example, I don't know, again, like throwing out completely random names. Let's see. Kobe couldn't go to class today because he was sick. There we go. Okay, that works in a sense. Okay, so here's another one. Don't worry, man, it's not done, man. Yeah, you can sit down. All right, cool. All right, so apparently, here we go, is another word. Apparently is a word that we start a sentence with. We start a sentence with the means of sounding edumacated. All right, so to use it in a sentence, apparently, I just defined apparently. So there you go. That's how you use it. So I'm kind of like letting you guys know, like if you guys don't know how it's supposed to be used, like there you go. You know, like I'm informing you guys what the word means and how it's used. Oh, okay. This is for like people who are party goers, and please do not be offended. So, like I said, man, in any group, no, somebody has to be the ugly friend. You know, I'm blessed because, you know, I mean, you know, the boy be looking fly, always be looking sexy. So, you know, it's all good. I don't have to worry about this one. But, you know, like for all of you guys, don't be offended, man. I'll take any shots at nobody. You know, like nobody trying to start no beef. So this word is good personality. So to this, it's an adjective. Good personality. So to tell somebody that they have a good personality, or when you're trying to set, you know, your friend up with somebody, and they tell you that, oh, he or she has a good personality, chances are it's an ugly friend. There, it's out there. I said it. So for example, all right, and again, like throwing out complete names at random, Rick Ross has a good personality. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Tumelo on radio.dominican.edu. So when we come back, we're going to give you a little bit of preview to what next week's dictionary is. And that dictionary is going to be brought to you by the streets. And then we're going to give you for reals when we come back. We're going to give you for reals. And trust me, there's like a lot of stupidity to go around. We also have unconventional knowledge, the real definition of a hater's son. We have Word of the Wise, and then that preview that I've been telling you guys about the mixtape, which now has a name, The Letter to the King.
Oh, for real, for real?
All right, man, I'm here. Would you say, you know, I had to go take a break right quick, you know, I had to go donate a nickel to some puppies. It's cool, though. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge. I'm DJ Tumelo, and this is radio.dominican.edu. So as I promised, I was going to give y'all for reals. I gotta say, man, it's been a little confusing, man. The big for reals. I mean, I gotta give a shout out to DJ Stu for allowing this show to go on live. Because, I mean, there were a couple things that had to get fixed. But you know what? Like, it's cool because there's always a way to fix these things. So it's good. You know, much respect. much respect to the people who are actually make it possible for this show to be able to, you know, air. Like, it's something that a lot of people don't consider a big deal. Hey, man, who is that over there?
What's up, you undeserving, ungrateful, ignorant, evil listeners? When I'm not busy changing the world or pollinating the world's flowers, I listen to radio.dominican.edu, even if they don't got a red carpet or nothing. Hey, your mama wasn't doing it.
Alright, so we back. For another segment of For Real For Reals. Alright, so for today's version of For Real For Reals, we actually got a little bit of stupidity real quick. Is it, like I was telling you guys, so first one has to do with the game yesterday. So did you guys see it, by the way? So, you know, much love to the 49ers, first and foremost. Because, I mean, they grinded it out. They knew how to win. They knew how to win. That's all I'm going to say. And, you know, like, and shame on everybody who's really been riding the coattails of these Detroit Lions. Now, I won't say that they're not better. I won't say that they're not going to make the playoffs. That's for the next... That's really for the next 10, 11 weeks to decide. See, because nobody can make any of those kind of predictions this early. There's nothing to even say that the Niners are a playoff contender. Will be in the playoffs. Actually, scratch that. They will. But anyways. So, you know, like, it was a hard-fought game. Like, nobody can take that away. Like, it was like a really, you know, like a grinded-out kind of game. Like, you know, it was just one of those type of games. And you gotta give it to them. Like, you gotta give them their due. But, you know, like, I knew right from the beginning that the Niners were gonna win. Not to sound cocky or nothing like that. But I kinda knew that I was gonna win. But okay, I digress. See, here's the thing though. Did any of you guys get to see the post game antics? So for all of you guys who didn't see it, there was a little minor scuffle between the coach of the 49ers, Jim Harbaugh, and the coach of the Lions, Jim Schwartz. Who, in my opinion, I mean, that shouldn't really happen. That's kind of just, you know, the Lions coach overreacting a little bit. I mean, the guys, you gotta understand, the guy comes from a competitive background. So, you know, like, to kind of... Like, you gotta forgive the guy for, you know, being the way he is. But still, like, there was just... You know, like, there's no excuse. Like, I don't like it when people kind of go and act like that. But, I mean, anyway, that's a completely different point. If anybody really like got a hint of what happened with Rick Ross, so, you know, like, I know that wasn't like hitting too many people like with the news or nothing like that, but all right, just give me a minute. So apparently Rick Ross, see, I'm not knocking him either, like, apparently he had like two seizures or panic attack. At the end of the day, nobody even really knows what actually happened. But needless to say, like, something happened, something not healthy, and he had to be rushed to the hospital. Well, it turned out that there's a chance, there's speculation, that it may have been from smoking 100 blunts. And now we bring you to the top news at the bottom of the hour on radio.dominican.edu. I am Too Mellow bringing you the news. So there was a prisoner swap between Israel and Hamas moves forward. The elaborate machinery of a prisoner swap deal between two bitter enemies swung into motion early Tuesday as hundreds of Palestinians and Israeli soldiers prepared to return home in one of the most dramatic recent developments in the otherwise deadlocked Israel-Palestinian conflict. So before dawn, convoys of Israeli prisoner service vehicles began ferrying Palestinian inmates from prisons in Israel to one in the West Bank and two crossing into Gaza, where they were forced, where they are to be freed once the exchange begins. So there's actually another piece of news, and this one has to kind of do with Steven Seagal trying to become a border patrol, apparently. See, there I go using that word, man. He got me using it. He got me abusing of the word, and it had to do with, and another one had to do with Mexican drug cartels recruiting young children, young Texas children of all things. So, you know, like, it's something so ugly. You never really want to see something like that occurring. And this was the top news at the bottom of the hour, brought to you by DJ 2 Mello. When we come back, we'll be back with more 9 o'clock Lounge. More For Real For Reals, unconventional knowledge, a little bit of word of the wise, the true definition of a hater, and we also got a little bit of that mixtape, so tune in. I will be right back in a little.
Calling me Biggie, these rappers is imposters. Ooh, Milli Vanilli, they cockroaches, monkeys. Ooh, they don't want no drama. They frank, I'm taking their girl. Ooh, I'm Tony Montana. I know magic, I'm a magician. Ooh, it ain't fair. I snap my fingers, abracadabra, make niggas disappear. I'm a big dog, pit bull. Ooh, a rock baller. They little dogs, Yorkies. They're a bunch of chihuahuas. They be calling me Jason. Ooh, I'm Freddy Krueger. Body niggas when they sleeping. Masked up with the Ruger. I ain't playing, I ain't playing. I smack the shit out of the hater. They be saying, murder you too hard. You NWA, these rappers Chico the bars. They be saying they gon' step to me. Ooh, I wish they would. I'm a menace to society. Ask the boys in the hood. Baking soda beat, coke flow. Ooh, I got crack. I rock rappers with a gun. Diddy use gun crack. Son, stripper, she a model. Ooh, she from the hood. Licking on my lollipop. Ooh, she licking good. They ain't thugging, they be frontin'. Ooh, it's just a gimmick. They rapping like Lil Flip. Ooh, that mean they finished. I ain't playing, I ain't playing. I smack the shit out of the hater. They be hating, they some haters. Ooh, I got them sick. They can't beat me, they the Giants. Ooh, I'm Michael Vick. They do it bad, real bad. Ooh, I know they hate me. They Cleveland, I'm LeBron. Yeah, I said fuck them, baby. The mag is full loaded. And I got extra ammo. Get it poppin' by myself. Ooh, they callin' me Rambo. The opposition dead. Ooh, light up a candle. I don't care who rhyme for them. Ain't nothing I can't handle. I'm about wall. Ooh, they callin' me Bush. His body's on top of body. Once that button get pushed.
This is a warning.
Yeah.
Warning.
Yeah. Brooklyn.
DJ Juice is back.
Yep.
So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot.
Thanks for the mix.
Yeah, no problem, Smurfette. I should probably shout you.
You should shout me out. That would be so cool.
Yeah, I got you.
You better. For real, you better. Okay, bye.
Radio.dominican.edu. I am Too Mellow. I'm out.
Oh my God, he forgot again. Ugh.
So, hey, man, hey, that's a good show you did today.
I was in rare form today. Let's go to Famous Row. What was her problem?
Oh, in our Mondays on radio.
Just to hit you? We even know this girl?
If I know, I'm actually in the mood for a blue slushy right now. We are back. Radio.dominican.edu. Hey, yay. You are tuning in to the best of the 9 o'clock. And as we were previously before, you know, the commercial break and the music break, we were talking about the Lions, Jim Schwartz, his response to the handshake from 49er Jim Harbaugh. Now, I gotta say, I'm pretty sure he was just bitter because he lost. But that's, you know, a 49ers fan speaking. I think that that's what it was, but I couldn't call it. I couldn't tell you. But I mean, that's how I feel about it. In Salt Lake City, a man called the bomb threat to an Oktoberfest event, citing that his feelings were hurt because his friends went without him. Wow, that's stupid. That's over the top. Okay, so another piece of stupidity, one of the men who sponsored the Guns in Bars bill was arrested on gun and DUI charges. Now, that's got to be pretty incredible. You think that's stupid, right? All right, so here's the whopper of stupidity. So this one has to do with Rick Ross. Now, again, I'm not knocking him for having a seizure or panic attack, but it is suspected that he had a panic attack, back-to-back panic attacks, because he smoked. And again, like, this is just speculation, because he smokes is reported because he had smoked about 100 blunts. So he was unable to attend his show in Memphis due to back-to-back seizures. He could not fly on his private jet, so he ended up going on a tour bus. So then, I mean, the Steven Seagal one is just, oh, man, like, you know, shakes me up a little bit. If you want to check out this and more stupidity stories, you can check out Yahoo Sports. The rest of the stories were brought to you by failblog.org. So we're going to jump on to the next part, man. We're doing the real definition of a hater, son. So first, people gotta ask, so what is a hater? So if you look up on Wikipedia, a hater is someone who harbors no positive feelings in regards to you or anything that you are doing. Actually, that's my Wikipedia. Eddiepedia. Tumelopedia. Alright, so what does this envy fall into? So basically, the way I see it, a hater is somebody who, like, you know how when you got love for somebody, like, you back them up no matter what? So I guess if you're a hater, you against them no matter what. That's the way I would see it. That's the way I'd like to think that a hater functions. So where does envy fall into haters? Because people wonder, like, Well, are you a hater or are you just envious? And a lot of the hating does start from envy. Like, you kind of want what they want. You kind of want what they have. So you knock on it, like, kind of to, like, offset the emotion that, oh, man, like, he really fly. I really want that. I want that car. I want that cash. I want that girl. And usually it starts from people, you know, somebody who has abilities that you would, like, otherwise not have on your own. So then people got to ask, but Too Mello, what's the difference between a hater and a realist? Because people, don't be fooled. Like, there is a difference between people are sensitive nowadays. So you got to be really careful. Like, even if you give them criticism, that you criticize them in such a way that, you know, like, that they can see it and they don't respond. Oh, man, you just being a hater. No, like, you got to give them, like, you got to be, there's a difference between a hater and a realist. Okay, so for example, like, let's say, I don't know, you make a piece of pottery and you make it and it doesn't, and it looks ugly. Like, I mean, objectively, it's not appealing. Somebody who's being a realist, somebody who's just being real with you is going to tell you, okay, so, like, we're like, okay, so you need to work on, like, working the edges a little bit. They'll give you constructive criticism to do better next time. I mean, in my opinion, that's what a realist does. That's what a good friend does. A good friend will be like, you know what, like, you got to check this out right here. Move this one a little bit to the side. Like, twist a little more. I don't know, push your fingers into it more. I don't know, you know, like, use scissors, etc., etc. Like, they'll tell you that kind of stuff. And I feel like a hater is going to say, oh, man, that's ugly, boy. Man, you need to find a new hobby. You know, tell you, like, something stupid and demeaning, unnecessary. Hater stuff. So, I mean, to me, that's what the difference between a hater and a realist is. A realist is going to tell you, is going to let you know that your work isn't great and then tell you how you can improve it, give you tips, or maybe, you know, allow you to consider other options. A hater is just going to tell you that it's garbage. He's going to tell you that you're garbage. He's not even going to, he might not even comment on your piece of work. Like, oh, you're retarded. Again, but that's just me, and that's what I think, how a hater would, like, say something. But again, I couldn't call it. So then, I'm a heavy believer that everybody needs a hater.
Stop that shit, got it.
Yeah, here we go. And see, my reasoning for believing that everybody needs a hater is because if you don't got haters, like, you don't progress. Like, in my opinion, if you don't got somebody constantly badgering you and telling you that you're not good or telling you that you suck, like, you really don't ever get into the urgency to prove anything. And in this world, like, you definitely got to find your place. To do something like that, to prove that you're worth something, to prove that you're, you know, that you're worth paying attention to, that you got something that separates you from everybody else. So that's what I'm getting at. So then they're gonna ask me, Too Mello, how many haters are enough? And I gotta tell you, there are never enough haters. You know what, man? Like Cat Williams says, man, if you got one hater, You better work hard so that you have two haters by next week. And even then, like, you work hard so you get four, man. You gotta get exponential with this business. Okay, so here we go, man. So again, like I mentioned, people who are, like, overly sensitive, man. Like, be, like, too sensitive. Overly sensitive. Alright, so can we please, and this is like a personal request from DJ Too Mello, can we please stop with this? Everybody who isn't a hater is a, everybody who isn't positive towards your work is a hater business, okay? Not everybody gonna think that your cologne smell like roses or something. Not everybody gonna think that your shirt is the nicest shirt, man. There's always gonna be somebody who doesn't like it because their style is different, man. Not everybody's style is the same. Because then if everybody's style was the same, you wouldn't be unique. And a lot of people aren't unique. And a lot of people aren't creative. A big shout out to never mind. Anyways, you gotta accept there are people who aren't gonna like your style or not think that your style is good. And there, it won't always be the most talented people. You hope that the most talented people give a those type of opinions about your work, because then you know that you're getting the opinion for somebody who knows what he's talking to. He knows what he's talking to. So.
In my dreams, every day, and I pray for you.
All right, so here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
So the thing that people don't understand is the possibility that not everybody's even gonna like you. So I gotta tell you right now. Not everybody's gonna love you. Not everybody's gonna like you. Not everybody's gonna be a fan of what you do. And just know, man. Keep working at it, man. Keep doing your thing. So, what's the word of advice that TJ2 Mello has today? Oh, baby. Oh, we got one right here. If you show up to the gym with the sole intention of people checking you out, do not waste your time. Don't go to the gym. You are listening to the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ 2 Mello. And when we come back, man, I'm about to give you guys the business, man. So what we got, so first of all, what we got for you right now is we're gonna go pay these bills real quick, and then I'm gonna give you a preview to my song, how it goes. I got the full joint for y'all, man. And then we're gonna give you a little bit of the business a little bit later about what my mixtape is right now. I gotta tell you, man, there's still show left, man. So, man, stay tuned in, man. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to DJ 2 Mello on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back, man. We'll be chilling. Exclusive. This is 2 Mello from radio.dominican.edu. Here to put you on game about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If y'all know who they are an organization that helps the less fortunate. When you make a donation, you are helping fulfill a dying kid's wish. Contribute today and make a difference.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to the public.
Hi, you may not know me,
but I know you.
I'm a stalker. 7 restraining orders haven't stopped me, but you know who can?
You can.
By calling 1-800-NO-PEEPER. That's 1-800-667-3377.
Call now.
Not legally true.
This is
Lil
Mello here, and when I'm on the road, I like to get my swerve on.
Oh man, little dude, are you for real right now? Damn, this is 2 Mello here, bringing the word that when you drink and drive, accidents happen, bad things happen. So please, if you're gonna drink, be responsible. And what I say about making eye contact?
I'll get some boo-boo, man. I'm gonna tell mama.
Yeah, go tell mama. This is 2 Mello inviting you to watch 9 o'clock lounge.
Hey yo, 2 Mello, your mama's so stupid that she put paper on the television and call it pay-per-view.
Was that right, little dude? Well, your mama's so greasy, she sweats Crisco.
Your mama's so skinny, her nip cuts.
Man, your mama's so poor that ducks throw bread at her.
You keep my mama out of this, and I keep this out your mama.
Oh, is that what's up? Is that what's up? All right, come here.
The 9 o'clock lounge with DJ 2 Mello, Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, California, what up? What up? 559, what up? 209, what up? 415, what the business is? Business is. Chill. Drop the beat. You can't fit my shoes. You think you do, you ain't got a clue. Listen up, you don't know who you're messing with. If you mention me, you are asking for a lesson, kid. Here's a message, don't bleed to death. We are not the same, don't mislead yourself. You look lost, use a map quest. Use your atlas, I am reps admin. I run this, you are on my guest list. Disappear just for mentioning my necklace. Expect this, miss me with your bullshit. I am not stupid, I know what I'm doing. It's about to be a show, pop the red and bark. I don't telemarket, I have hater blockers. I know hater stoppers, y'all might say, now wait here. I got moves to make.
That's how it goes down. 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 That's how it goes down.
I ain't no stranger. You in danger. Avoid the little things. I play major. Don't test me. I am not alone. It is possible we carry testosterone. Don't test my shoes. Don't push the limit. I will admit it. I'm about my business here. I'm a roaster. You'll get knocked out. Walk out or we can take it to your spouse house. Smoke a mouse out. Goodbye, Jerry. Life varies. It's short February. It gets scary. Keep your eyes open. Blink, blink. And it's hocus pocus. That's a notion, right? It's like a parasite, it'll forever bite. And that's a feeling and the whole lowdown. This whole sound tells you I was going down.
That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down.
Cartel, cartel. I'm too cool. Check the mugshot. Check the chop shop. Hit does not stop. My crew's behind me. You tryna stop me? It's unlikely. I can't be for the 90s. Too hot, ventilate. Let it sink in. I am an 80s baby. 812, 89, are you a move? Boy, I got stripes like Adidas shoes. I bring the heat like Tucson. So it's about time that you catch a clue, son. I learned to make it on my own. Make call to my phone every time to hear new songs.
That's how it goes down. 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 That's how it goes down.
Chill. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ 2 Mello. Oh yeah, we got Rax on Rax on Rax. So I want to give a quick shout out to Rick Ross and Maybach Music Entertainment. Hey man, you gotta take care of yourself, man. Man, how you going? Like, suffer, go what you go through, and then, you know, take pictures of yourself at the Wingstop, man. Oh man, don't even make sense, man. But whatever, man. Do what you do, man. Cause I can't even knock on your music. I actually like it quite a lot. I want to give a shout out to all my haters out there. I mean, I give more love to, you know, show more love to my lovers. But a lot of this goes out to, you know, my need to feel like I gotta prove myself. Which, you know what, I don't do it for me, man. I do it for everybody who listening. You know what? I feel like I offer a lot to this world. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's supporting DU Radio. Whether you are in California, whether you are in Baja California or Texas or Coahuila or Mex or anywhere around the world. Much love if you're supporting Dominican Radio. I want to give a shout out to the squad. A shout out to the communications department for making all of this possible, man. Hey, that place is state of the art. We got the hookups up here. Big shout out to the Habit newspaper. They just released their latest issue. Go cop a copy. I'm telling you, man, your boy Tumelo wrote an article up in there. So go check it out. Definitely worth your, what can I say, like 30 minutes. It's worth your time, I'm telling you, man. A big shout out to Jay Rome for hooking me up with some of the recording equipment. And just a big shout out to everybody who allowed this to be possible, man. That would be, you know, we got Dr. Duval, DJ Stu, Melba Beals, everybody up in this communications department, DJ Juice. And be sure to tune in tomorrow, man. We got What Are You Talking About with P-Yob and T-Baby. And one last shout out, man. I gotta tell you guys, man, the tracks are almost finished with this mixtape thing. So I definitely gotta have you guys support, man. Like, if you guys support this movement, man, I'm telling you, man, a lot of good gonna come out of this. I just finished the track listing. The mixtape is gonna have 10 tracks and then two or three bonus tracks, depending on how I'm feeling. I don't know, man. If I have room to leave you guys, you know, some extra tracks, you know, for y'all to play with. Copy when I drop it. All right, then we got another one. Another shout out to my peoples in Merced who will be podcasting this show tomorrow. It's actually a couple people going to podcast it, man. There was an unfortunate post that, you know, if I could turn back time. But there are a couple people who weren't able to listen to me today, but who are going to cop that podcast. I'm telling you, man, that thing hot like a fresh off the stove. So definitely check me out, man. This is DJ Tumelo, radio.dominican.edu. The 9 o'clock lounge is done, son. Don't forget to check us out next Monday. Peace.